This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So we're talking about preemptive cybersecurity today, something that sounds like it's straight out of a sci-fi movie, you know, proactive security, not just reacting to breaches.
Exactly. It's about stopping attacks before they even happen, not just, you know, mopping up the mess afterward.
Right. And this RPOS system, it's using AI to do this, right? Sounds intense.
Intense is one word for it. It's like having a super-powered security guard that can see threats before they even reach your network.
Whoa. Okay, let's dive into the details. So this pre-crime thing, what's the big idea?
It's all about spotting reconnaissance. Cybercriminals don't just suddenly attack. They scout first. Pre-crime sees that scouting.
Like they're casing the joint before they break in?
Exactly. It detects suspicious activity outside your network, even if it's just someone probing your systems.
So it's like a burglar alarm, but for the digital world. I see. And then there's double DLP. Is that like double the protection?
It's more about a two-pronged approach. Standard DLP blocks things, but double DLP goes further. It can even kill a missent email in transit.
Wow, that's like having a recall button for sensitive emails. That's amazing.
Exactly. And it also helps deter those accidental leaks or even malicious insiders.
So how does this all fit together with existing security systems?
It's designed to integrate easily. You keep your current systems, and RPOST adds an extra layer of protection on the outbound side.
So it's not a complete overhaul, just a powerful addition. Right.
Precisely. And it can even help consolidate vendors, simplifying your security stack.
This sounds amazing, but I bet it's expensive.
Not necessarily. They actually offer cost savings. Switching to their e-signature service, rSign, can save you a ton of money.
So you could use those savings to pay for the pre-crime and double DLP?
Exactly. It's a smart investment that can pay for itself.
One thing that always bugs me is when security measures make things harder for users. How's that handled here?
They've focused on user experience. Their encryption and e-signature services are designed to be easy for everyone to use.
So it's not just secure, but also practical. Good point. So RPOST isn't just about these two new features, right? They have other stuff too?
Absolutely. They've been around for a while, offering email encryption, file sharing, and more. It's a whole suite of intelligent content platforms.
So it's an one-stop shop for a lot of security needs. I see. You mentioned Gartner and Infotech earlier. What did they say about RPOST?
Gartner recognized RPOST's vision in preemptive security. It shows they're on the cutting edge.
This whole idea of seeing the unseen threats, that's pretty compelling. It's like having X-ray vision for your network.
Exactly. It's about proactive defense, not just reacting to attacks after they've already happened.
I noticed they used a lot of bottom line up front statements. Is that a military thing?
It is, and it's a great way to get straight to the point, especially in a complex field like cybersecurity.
So what's the overall takeaway here? Why should people care about this?
It's about shifting from reactive to proactive security. It's about stopping threats before they become breaches, saving time, money, and headaches.
It sounds like a game changer. This preemptive approach is really the future of cybersecurity, isn't it?
I think so. It's about moving beyond just patching holes and actually preventing attacks from happening in the first place.
That was a great discussion. Thanks for breaking down this cutting-edge technology for us.